Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer William Dunbar. Okay, William Dunbar. Now he was born in 1460 and he died in 1530. Now William Dunbar is regarded as one of the successors of Geoffrey Chaucer, and he's also one of the Scottish Chaucerians. So exam ke point of view se ye important hai that you know about the other Scottish Chaucerians also. Okay. So William Dunbar was a Scottish poet, and where is Scotland? Scotland is also in Great Britain. Okay. Now a critic famously says that Dunbar's poetry displayed a lot of versatility and was very astonishing. Okay. And let me quote him. Quote, he was at ease in hymn and satire. Okay. H-Y-M-N. Hymn and satire. Morality and obscene comedy. Panegyric and begging complaint, elegy and lampoon. His poetic vocabulary ranged through several levels, and he moved freely from one to another for satiric effect. He wrote with uncommon frankness and wit, manipulating old themes and forms with imagination and originality. Unquote. So this is how this critic describes the works of William Dunbar, that he was at ease whether he wrote satire or hymn, whether he wrote about morality or obscenity, comedy or panegyric, elegy, everything. So in literature there are almost 100 poems, 100 extant and existing poems that are often attributed to William Dunbar, and they range from the very gross kind of satires to hymns of religious exaltation. And what is the meaning of exaltation? Matlab praise, or a kind of glorification, so religious glorification. Now along with this, there are some important works that you should keep in mind. One is The Lament for the Macris, M-A-K-A-R-I-S, Macris, the Lament for the Macris. This work is important because in this work William Dunbar talks about previously dead poets, and he also talks about Geoffrey Chaucer. Okay, The Lament for the Macris. Aur ye Macris hota kya hai? Macris is just a word to refer to Scottish courtly poets. Okay, M-A-K-A-R, Macar. So it just refers to any of the Scottish courtly poets who flourished from the period 1425 to 1550. And William Dunbar was one of these courtly poets. He worked at the court of King James the Fourth. Okay, James the Fourth. So remember that the Macris are usually called Scottish Chaucerians. Okay, unhi ko kehte hain ye. Then after that, William Dunbar has written one more important work. It's called Flighting of Dunbar and Kennedy. Okay, Flighting of Dunbar and Kennedy. Now just as later on in the neoclassical period, we read about John Dryden and especially his Macflecknoe. Macflecknoe jo hai, kis cheez ke baare mein hai? It is about his rival Shadwell. Similarly here, in this work by William Dunbar, Flighting of Dunbar and Kennedy, it is a kind of abuse directed against his professional rival who was Walter Kennedy. Okay, so Walter Kennedy ek tarike ke professional rival the inke. Unko ek tarike ka personal abuse hai is poem mein. Okay? Flighting of Dunbar and Kennedy. And it is also very alliterative also. Okay? Then as I told you that William Dunbar used to work at the court of King James the Fourth. तो उनके उनकी जब शादी हुई जेम्स द फोर्थ की, तो उसपे इन्होंने एक सॉन्ग लिखा, अ काइंड ऑफ पोएटिकल सॉन्ग कॉल्ड द थ्रिसल एंड द रोइस, आर ओ आई एस. Okay, the Thistle and the Rose. So this is a kind of nuptial song which celebrates the marriage of King James the Fourth and his wife Margaret Tudor. Okay? So from an exam point of view, just remember that William Dunbar is one of the Scottish Chaucerians. After that, some important works that he wrote, such as The Lament for the Macris, uske baad Flighting of Dunbar and Kennedy, uske baad The Thistle and the Rose, R-O-I-S, Rose. After that, he has written one more work, okay, that is also quite famous, but it is in the form of a very satirical, hai ye. It is very shockingly satirical and also alliterative. The title hai iska, Treatise of the Two Married Women and the Widow. Okay, Treatise of the Two Married Women and the Widow. Okay, so ye char works jo hain, inke naam aapko pata hone chahiye. Along with this, who were the other members of the Scottish Chaucerians, ye aapko pata hona chahiye. Okay?